this edition of That's My Business, we get some advice entrepreneurs have for people just starting a business. We start with Dave Altoona, Director of Business Development for IAmAStuffedAnimal.com, an online company that sells personalized stuffed dolls. Dave had this advice.
Well, I think the main piece of advice that I would give is to be persistent. What you want to do is you want to test your idea. You want to give it a good shot to succeed. So, we were very diligent in trying to find a good way to launch the idea. We found the podcast, and it got a lot of visitors to our site. In that small sample, we got purchases, and that's kind of your proof that the idea works. And then once you're confident that it's a good idea and it's going to work, you just really got to be persistent, get it out there, get in front of as many people as you can, and just keep moving forward.
Jennifer Rogers Echeverry, owner of MyHusbandsNuts.com, which sells Seasons almond products, had her ideas about what it takes to start a business.
Don't give up. And if it's something you enjoy doing and you really want to do it, it will work. And you are not going to always have good days. There are going to be a lot more probably bad days than good days. You just have to remember that you cannot get from mountaintop to mountaintop without going through some valleys.
And there's Dan Florio, inventor and owner of RunPee.com, an online service that dishes out movie bathroom breaks. He offered this advice.
I've talked to a lot of people who are developers like myself who have these little ideas, and they might have multiple ideas, and they're trying to figure out which one to build. And I would say it's impossible to know. You just have to build it. You have to in your abilities and your execution to go out there and put something together. Because if you look at something like RunPee, you could never have anticipated that it would be a source of income. It sounds like something trivial that would just be fun. But if you look at Twitter or Facebook or Google, any of these, even Microsoft, their original idea wasn't something that people would get behind and say, yeah, that's definitely good. You're definitely going to make money. I think most people would have probably said that's not going to work. So don't listen to the naysayers. Have faith, build it, and try to get it where it can be.
And finally, Karen Peterson, U.S. distributor for Scoy Cloth, an earth-friendly alternative to paper towels, says it's all about your product.
Do research, do your homework, don't rush into it. Honestly, make sure that you have a product that other people would like outside of your family and friends to test the product and make sure that, it's something that will be well received out there.
All great advice from some entrepreneurs who are out there making it work every day. Join us again next Thursday for another That's My Business. I'm Rich Whittle.